There is a well-known minig, dating back many centuries, to make the challah, the first Shabbos after Pesach, to bake the challah with the shape of a key. Either the whole challah has got the shape of a key, or in the challah, one makes the shape of a key. This minig is already mentioned by the Abteruv in his Sefer Oiv Yisrul, who lived some 200 years ago. And in his Sefer, the Abteruv writes that it is a minig miyumim kadmoinim. It's already, says the Abteruv, in his times, it was considered an old and established, an ancient minig miyumim kadmoinim. So it's not a new minig. And the Abteruv says that minig Yisrul Torah, but one has to give an explanation. What's the reason for this minig? What's the meaning of it that one makes a shape of a key on the challah? Now the Gemara says in Masechta Shkulim in Daf Yidzai in Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us a famous Gemara. We find the same Gemara in Masechta Tanis in Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph with a few slight differences. But the Gemara tells us that B'shas Chobon Beis Hamikdash, when Nebuchadnezzar Harusha came to Yerushalayim to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, so the king at the time, the Melech Yehida, was Yehoyachin. Tells us the Gemara in Masechta Shkulim that Yehoyachin Melech Yehida notel mafteichos shel Beis Hamikdash. He took the keys of the Beis Hamikdash. Ule legagoy shel heichel, he went onto the roof of the heichel of the Beis Hamikdash, and he omar lefunav, and he said as follows: Rabbeinu shel olam, l'sheova hayini ne'emunim lecho. In the past, we were trusted by you; we were faithful to you. V'hoyi maftechosecha mesirim luni. And therefore your keys were given over to us. You entrusted us with the keys to your Beis Hamikdash. A person won't give the keys of his safe to somebody who he doesn't trust. Said Yehoyachin Melech Yehida, in the past, Rabbeinu Shloilam, you trusted us, and because you trusted us, you entrusted us to look after the keys of your Beis Hamikdash. Achshav she'ein uni nemunim, we have to give back our keys to you. And says the Gemara in Masechtas Tanis that Yehoyachin, or the Pirchei Kehena, threw up the keys of the Beis Hamikdash, Zorkim Klapimala, V'yotzeso Ke'em Pisses Yad, V'kibluso Mehem. And from Shemayim came down the shape of a hand and took back the keys of the Beis Hamikdash. From this Gemara, we see we can only entrust the keys to somebody who is considered an Ish Ne'emon, somebody who's Ne'emon la'Hashem la'Tayrusoi. And if a person is not considered Ne'emon la'Hashem Tayrusoi, he has to give the keys back to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. During the course of the Yontif of Pesach, Yidden have showed and demonstrated how we are Ne'emon la'Hashem Yisburach la'Tayrusoi. There is a famous story from the Beditsche Veruvs, Chisse Yugin Aleini. One year, Erev Pesach, after the Zman Achilles Chometz, the Beditsche Veruv came into his Beis HaMedrash, and he asked if anybody had some Turkish merchandise for sale. At the time, there was a war going on between Russia and Turkey, and the Russian authorities had forbidden anybody to trade with Turkish merchandise, Turkish carpets and so on. And anybody who was caught faced a severe fine or imprisonment. And Russian soldiers and police were patrolling, constantly on the lookout to find people who were buying or selling Turkish merchandise. So the Beditsche Veruv came to his Beis HaMedrash and asked if anybody's got some Turkish merchandise for sale. People thought probably Lekuvad Yontif. He wanted a new carpet. Straight away, 2-3 people came over to the Beit Shuv and said, Rebbe, no problem whatsoever. Whatever the Rebbe needs, we can sort it out still before Yom Tov. It will be done, it will be fitted. There's no shortage of schoire here. We can arrange whatever the Rebbe wants. Then said the Beit Shuv, I want to know, does anybody have any chumetz to sell? I'd like to buy some chumetz. This was after already Zman Shreifas chumetz. Everybody looked at him in amazement. They said, Rebbe, it's already after Sof Zman Shreifas chumetz. All the chumetz has been burnt. Said the Beit Shuv, yeah, I know, but even so, if anybody's hidden away, it's a bit of challah, a few rogelach, some cake or some biscuits, I'm willing to pay a large price. Whoever will bring me some chometz from the home. And all the Yid in the Beis HaMedrash said to the Beit Shuv Rebbe, nobody has any chometz. We've got rid of all our chometz. When the Beit Shuv heard this, he lifted up his eyes to Shemayim, and he said, Rabbeinu Shloilam, mi ka'amcha Yisrael, look what's going on. The Russian soldiers, the Russian police are patrolling the whole time, trying to catch people trading in Turkish merchandise. And yet, there's no shortage of Yidden who have stashed away, hidden away, forbidden Turkish merchandise. Rabbeinu Shloilam, you have no soldiers, you have no police patrolling the streets of Beit Shuv. And yet, when I tried to buy some chometz, there wasn't a single Yid in Beit Shuv who had chometz. And you, Rabbeinu Shloilam, you still have Tanis from Klal Yisroel. This is how the Heilige Beit Shuv Aruf Schisse Yugen Aleini was Malamet Schis, was Ma'oire Rachmim on Klal Yisroel. So when it comes the Yom Tov of Pesach and Yidden have cleared out their houses of every last little crumb of chumetz and have been nizam imashi chumetz, although the Rabbeinu Shloilam has no soldiers, no police patrolling to see that we've got rid of all our chometz, this shows and demonstrates how Klal Yisroel b'toy chagulis we are ne'mon laHashem Yisborch v'ne'mon l'toy rusoy. So it comes now after Pesach, we make the challah in the shape of a key, because it's a bakusha, a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and we say Rabbeinu Shloilam, look at Klal Yisroel, Mika Amcha Yisroel, how we are ne'eman to you, how we're ne'eman to your Torah. So we make the shape of a key as a tefillin, a bakusha. Please, Rabbeinu Shloilam, give us back the maftechos. Give us back the key to the Beis HaMikdash. We should be zoicha em yitz Hashem nochamul to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we make the shape of a key dafke in the challah? We could make it in one of the other foods. We could make it in the kigel. We could make it in the kartoffel, in the potatoes, whatever. Why pink is the minig to make the mafteich dafke in the challah? It can't be just stam. There must be a kavun in this as well. So there is a medrash rabba on the pusik in Parshas Vayetze when Yaakov Avini left his father's home and he was running away from Esav, from Eliphaz. He davened to the Rabbeinu Shloilam and he said, Imye leikim imudi v'shemarani b'derech hazeh shanoichi hoylech. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is going to be with me. He's going to look after me and protect me. V'nusan li lechem lechoil. And he's going to give me lechem. He's going to give me bread to eat. A beggar, Lilboish, Vashavti Bashulim and Beis Ovi, and they look after me, make sure I come back home to my father's table. Then Vahoyu Hashem li leloikim. Says the Medrash Rabba on these psikim, Notel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sichusun Shal Ovois for Osom Mafteach Legeilusom Shalbunim. Rabbeinu Shloilam took these words, this tefillah of Yaakov Avini, and he made it a mafteach. He made it the key to the Ge'ilah of Bunim of Klal Yisrael. Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu LeYaakov, said the Rabbeinu Shem to Yaakov Avini, Atu Amata V'nusen Li Lechem Lechol, you said, please, Rabbeinu Shem, give me lechem lechel abegad lilboish v'hoi Hashem li lelekim chayecho. I promise you, kol toivis ibruchos v'nechumos shani noisen levanecho, all the toivis and all the bruchos and all the nechumos which I'm going to give to your children, eneni noisnum ele belushoin hazeh. I will only give them belushoin hazeh. What is the meaning of this most mysterious medrash? In the Sefer Ginzei Yisrael, the Mazaydif in the Chotke Rebbe's Chisayin and Aleini, Sukta a gewaltige bia in this medrash. And the Rebbe explains as follows. There are two ways how a person can daven to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Either a person can approach the Kisei HaKovod and say, Rabbeinu Shloilem, I've come with a shopping list. I need this thing, I need that thing, a whole load of things which a person needs. He needs panusa, he needs nachas, he needs gezint. He comes with his shopping list of all his various things. Or, however, a person can approach the Kis HaKovod asking for the same things, but not saying, Rabbi Shem, I need these things. Rather, as Ovi Chazal say, Bizman Shudam Mitztah Shchinema Lushna Emeres Kalani Meroshi Kalani Mizroi. Rabbi Nishlam, I want to be able to serve you. Rabbi Nishlam, I want to be able to keep your Torah. But however, if leider, unfortunately, ich bin nicht gesinnt, if I'm in bed, if leider, I'm worried by various surahs which Shachmun and Islam have beset me, if Lida, unfortunately, I haven't got a clear mind because I have financial difficulties, so I can't concentrate properly on my davening, I can't concentrate properly on my learning, I don't have enough time to keep your mitzvahs, so please, Rabbeinu Shloilam, give me the tools and the things which I need in order that I should be able to serve you. Like we ask Yomim Neruim, we ask Zochreini Lachayim Melech Chuvis B'chaim V'Kosveini B'Sefer Chaim. Why do I ask all these things? Lamanchu Eloikim Chaim. I'm not asking it for myself. I'm asking Lamanchu. I'm asking it for you. Says the Chotke Rebbe, what's the difference between these two forms of tefillah? When a person asks the Rabbeinu Shloilem and he comes with a shopping list of all his needs, what he wants, what he needs, then the Rabbeinu Shloilem has a look. Does he have credit? Is he deserving? Has he been behaving properly? But when a person asks, he asks the same things, but he's not asking it for himself. He's asking, Leman Chu Elokim Chaim, because I want to be able to keep your Torah. I want to be able to keep your mitzvahs. He's not asking for himself. On such a tefillah cannot be a kitrug. The Mefarshim ask a kasha, Yaakov Avini, he made a condition, it looks like, with Rabbeinu Shloilem, and he said, please, Rabbeinu Shloilem, if you're going to give me lechem lecho lebegel ilbosh, v'hoyu Hashem lila lekim, then I will serve you. Ask the Mefarshim, was Yaakov Avini making conditions with the Rabbeinu Shloilem? Zuk the Chot Kivareba, Havada Chas Vashulim, Yaakov Avini was making no conditions. What Yaakov Avini was saying was, Rabbeinu Shloilem, that I'm asking you to give me Lechem Lechol, Ibeged Lilboish, is in order that Vahoyu Hashem Li Leloikim, that I should be able to serve you properly. That's the reason why I'm asking for all these things. I'm not asking it for myself. I'm asking it v'hoyu Hashem li leloikim, that in order that I should have a clear mind. And this is the kavuna of the medrash. Says the medrash, Nutla kodesh baruch hi sichuson shel ovois v'osam mafteach le'geiluson shel bunim. Through the tefillah of Yaakov Avini, this is how we will be zoicha to the Ge'ila. When we daven to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and the kavuna that we have, and the reason why we are asking Lechem Lechel Belgen Lilboish is in order Vahoyu Hashem Li Lelekim, that I should be able to serve the Rabbeinu Shloilem better, then through such a tefillah, we will be able to be poil the Ge'ilah, because on such a tefillah cannot be any Kitrig Chas V'Shulam. With this now, we understand why we make the shape of the key, the Mafteach, Dafke in the Challah. Because we see here from this Medrash that the Rabbeinu Shloilem took this tefillah of Yaakov Avini, V'nusun li lechem lechoil, and in this tefillah is the mafteach, is the key legeilusim shalbunim. During the course of Pesach, we didn't have any chometz, we didn't eat any chometz, we didn't possess any chometz. Now it comes the first Shabbos after Pesach. Now we have suddenly a mitzvah to eat chometz. A mitzvah to eat chometz? Yes, because there's a mitzvah of Seder Shabbos. And for Seder Shabbos, we know the halacha is we have to wash and we have to eat pas. We have to eat bread. We have to have challah. So therefore, now comes Shabbos, we have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is achilas challah. On Pesach, there was an aveira to eat challah. The mitzvah was to eat matzah. Now that Pesach is over and it's Shabbos, we have a mitzvah of Seder Shabbos. So therefore, we make the mafteach in the challah dafka, to show that this, what we are eating challah, the way a yid conducts his life, and we ask v'nusan li lechem lechoil, this is all v'hoyu Hashem li lelokim, because it's ritzoneini la'asus ritzoincha, this is our bakusha, and when we are showing this is our bakusha, this shows how we are nemunim la'Hashem l'toirusoi. And all that we want is to do the Rutzon Hashem. So therefore we make the Mafteach Dafke in the Challah, because the Challah demonstrates this is our Kavunat B'Mekayim Mitzvah Seder Shabbos, and we are Ne'munim to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And when we are Ne'munim to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, so we can ask, please Hashem, return to us the keys of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what we said, by Nitzah and the Lela Seder, Chasal Seder Pesach, Kehilchusoi. Kashe Zochini Lesada Oisoi, Kehnizke Laasoisoi. Ot Gezuk de Pote Geruv, Reb Shlomo Zalman Horovitz, Zochon Evruch in a Sefer Beis Aaron, Egevaldige Bshat in this tefillah. By the Seder we said, Pesach Zi Sheuni Oichle Mal Shilmo. Why do we eat the Korban Pesach? Hashem shepusach al butei b'nei Yisrael avoseini b'mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Shloilem passed over the Yiddish houses in Mitzrayim. Says the Pote Geruv, interesting, we know the halacha is that you can't eat the Korban Pesach only until Chatzos Laila. And when the Yidden ate the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, they ate it before. So what's the reason before the Korban Pesach? Al shem shepusach. So the Yidden ate the Korban Pesach before it had even happened. Before the Rabbeinu Shloilem was Pusach al butei avoseinu b'Mitzrayim. So the Yidden showed then at the time a moiridika emina. They sat down still in Mitzrayim. They had not yet been set free. And although things were looking good, however, they'd already been through 9 makos, and yet Paroi was refusing to let the Yidden out. They didn't know for sure that they were going to go out the next morning. Yet the Yidden sit down and they eat a Korban Pesach and they're full of emunah that the Rabbeinu Shloilem is going to take them out of Mitzrayim. And the reason why they're eating this Korban is because it's called the Korban Pesach. Al Shimu, Al Shim Shepusach. In the Yidden's eyes, it was already as if it had happened. And this is what we say in the tefillah Chasal Seder Pesach Kilchusoi. Kashe Zochini Lesada Oisoi. We've gone through the whole Seder, all the mitzvahs of the Seder, although we weren't yet zoicha to go out of the gulis, but we believe that the Rabbi Shem is going to take us out bekuriv. So kasha zochini lesada oisoi keniske lasoiso. We've demonstrated how we have a mina in the Rabbi Shloilam. We're nemunim lecho. And if we are nemunim, so we are asking, please, Rabbi Neshloilam, Hushay v'shchinoscho letzion v'seidu ha'avoyde l'irshaloyim. Please, Rabbi Neshloilam, give us back the maftechos, fin the base hamigdash, we should be zoicha b'mheirev yomeini. Amen.